Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another Wall Street Reporter interview with one of our favorite guests, is Dr. Charles Nenner of the Charles Nenner Research Institute. He's the leading expert on market cycles. We're going to get kind of right into the interview, and then later in, we'll have Dr. Nenner tell us all about the cycles. Charles, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
Absolutely. Charles, last time we had you on, which was like much too long, it was back in, I'm looking at my date, October 25, 2018. The interview is on our website. People can listen to it. You had some very accurate calls on gold and also on Bitcoin. First, starting with gold, I think you did say back then that gold, a new bull market would start in April of 2019. And you also at that time, you said that the Bitcoin was bottoming out. And I think the record kind of speaks for itself here.
Oh, I don't really remember, but I'm sure you checked the facts.
Absolutely. Charles, I want, before we get into the gold, I want to ask about the gold. I want to ask about the Bitcoin, other markets. You know, I think the topic that's on everybody's mind today is this whole coronavirus situation. You're really like the expert on cycles. What, you know, what is your research? Does that, do you have any kind of like data on, epidemics or anything like that?
I happen to have a data on epidemics, and but it's not. We don't try to be experts here in virus epidemics. The interesting thing is, a price target for this year came very early. Excuse me, and was 33.89 on the S&P.
Okay,
that was exactly the high, and I've been writing that's the high for the whole year. We'll not go above that. And exact on that day, when the cycle stopped, the whole thing came out to mess with the coronavirus. Interesting to say is that today, now we're right at 3,100. And right now we're covering some shorts because 3,100 on the S&P is the main level over here that we think we can see a bounce starting tomorrow. I also wrote that if we have a monthly close, that's in 2 days, below 3,100, we can say that the bull market is over. As long as S&P doesn't close below the 3,100, we can have another bounce. Now, how does cycle work? Sorry. There are good times and bad times for us personally and for society. And when bad times come, then anything you do, maybe also personally, goes wrong. Not only that, but you also make interpretations that are negative. Let me give you an example. If you own IBM, and IBM is up 50%, you hold it for year, 2 years, and IBM comes out with great numbers, the question is, does IBM go up or down? Well, if the cycle is up, IBM goes up. And in the next Wall Street Journal, it says, investors poured into IBM because the results were great. Now, your problem is, the results are great, but the cycle is going down. So now IBM has to go down. So what do we read next day? Investors to profit because they don't think IBM can do better next year. So it's not only the fact, it's also the interpretation of the fact. So in this case with the virus, we deal with two situations. First of all, we knew that something gonna break the market. Actually, it was very clear because all the insiders were selling already for other reasons we didn't know about the virus. And second of all, for a couple of days, the cycles didn't top yet. So people said it's not that bad. But once that the cycles start turning down, then the interpretation on the same facts is it's very bad. So it doesn't matter. And I tell people, don't try to understand what moves the market. We'll read about it in a paper later. Just know from which level and when it's going to move the market.
Exactly. Now, one of the things, before we get into the gold and everything, you know, you, one of your legendary or maybe even say infamous market calls is that the Dow will at one point hit 5,000. Are you still on board with that?
Well, the system is pure mathematical. The 5,000 came up because Mr. Prechter, who wrote books about the Elliott Wave, was interviewed in the New York Times, and he says the Dow goes to 1,000. So then they called me, what do you think? I says, I calculated for you, I think it's 5,000. But I also said, in the 1990s, we're around 5,000, and the world just continued to be there, so it's not the end of the world. What can do? Well, if this is really going to be bad, that could be one reason that we can really, really, really have a very bad economy and tank on the Dow Jones. But first of all, we need the monthly close below 3,100.
Right.
Cycles are down. The economy before the virus situation was already going down. Usually we start with 5-6% before the recession starts. Now we start from 1.5%. So soon we're going below zero. Usually the Fed funds are 6-8%. Now, you know, they're 1% or whatever they are. So they're going to below zero. And like Mr. Buffett said in an interview a couple of days ago with Charlie Munger, they're not sure how the world will react to negative interest rates. So there's a big mess coming. But people say it's not serious until cycles turn down. And then they think about anything that can go wrong.
So you're still looking for the Dow to ultimately hit 5,000? Is that still?
Well, I think it's a bit exaggerated, but Pew Mathematics showed me it has to go to 5,000. It's interesting if you would look at my website and you look at when I was on CNBC in 2006, the Dow was at 10,000. And then I said the Dow goes to 14,500, and it's going to be the December 27th. So that's 45% up.
Right.
And then I was back the end of December, and I was exactly at that level. And then says the whole thing is going to crash. So I didn't know what the economy was going to do. I knew the Dow goes from 10,000 to 14,500. Now, on the downside, I do the same system, and then I can come to 5,000.
You know, one thing I want to make clear to anybody watching this is that, you know, Charles Nenner is not one of these perma bears. This is not, you're not like one of these, you know, doom and gloom guys. You're very like you're basically market neutral. You're a neutral guy. You're going to go with whatever the cycles tell you.
Right. I just calculate. I don't care if it goes up and down. Now that makes the research we do very valuable because I have no interest. The brokerage firm has interest. It's to be positive always, and they have the incentives, and they go on television and make up stories. But I don't care, you know, if it goes up or down because I'm just doing the research.
You're basically, your cycles, all your information is really based on like, really it's price action, which may be psychological. So, you know, before this interview, we were talking about Bitcoin, and we talked about Bitcoin in your last interview back in October. And, you know, I was very, you know, I basically said, look, I think Bitcoin is a scam. I don't believe in it, but it's a real market. And, you know, I don't know if you're a believer or not a believer, but your calls on Bitcoin, I mean, I've been 100% right.
Yes, we do. For a lot of people, we do the Bitcoin in the same situation. And I always said there's no fundamentals on Bitcoin. So it's purely mathematical. And every move is there. We know when it's going up. We know how many days it goes up. We know how high it goes up. And we know when it goes down and how low it goes. It's the same system. But there's no interference because there are no fundamentals that come out.
So do you think Bitcoin is for real, or it's basically just purely a speculative market with price action which could be traded?
I have no clue. You know, I'm from Amsterdam. And one of the most crisis was the tulip mania, where you could buy a tulip that was more expensive than a whole house in Amsterdam. As long as you're on the right side of the market, you became very rich. So I don't know. I don't know much about Bitcoin. I don't try to figure it out. You know, people want to know it goes up. I'll calculate it goes up. You want to go down, it goes down. But what it is, I don't know.
Exactly. So let's talk about let's go back into gold. What is your current view on gold prices?
Well, the last trade we did was just close. We went long at 1495, and we closed around 1670 because the cycle is stopping short term. I tell people, they always say, well, if you think it's a bull market, I stay in for the long run. The problem is, if it's 1670 and you don't sell, it goes to 1640, 1630, okay. If it goes down 50-70, 50-60, you're in a crisis, you sell out because you lost $100. And then when I say now we buy, you're afraid to buy back. So I urge the people always, because the swings of $100 or more, if the cycle tops, you go out, and when the cycle bottoms, you go in. So now, right now, we're standing aside.
Okay.
But we think we'll go much higher for the next couple of years.
I think, if I recall, now I don't have my note. I think you had a target of was it 2,000 or 2,500 for gold?
A target of 2,500, but I just see the market could go up till 2026 or so. So probably we'll get a higher target. I don't think it will, in 6 years, it will only go up another $700.
But you're saying the long-term cycle, like, or the intermediate maybe, for the next 6 years is upwards in gold?
Right.
Okay. But right now you're saying that we might be at a short-term, at a near-term top in this cycle.
Right. Short-term top is a matter of a couple of weeks, 1 or 2 months.
Okay.
And we should stand aside. Emotionally, it's much easier because we stand aside, the cycle tops, and whenever it sets the cycle bottoms, we go long again.
Okay. And what about, let's kind of go back into Bitcoin. What's your view on Bitcoin right now? You know, do you believe that this will go back to 20,000 at some point?
At some point. Right now, we're out. We took profit a couple of, what is it, a week ago or so. Okay. At, what was it, 9,700, 9,800. And cycles bottom, I think, I don't have it ready. I think middle of March. If you want, I can send it to you. And then we go long again. It seems possible to go short on Bitcoins. I have no idea how they do it. I just did the research, but it seems you can even go short on Bitcoins.
Okay. But so you actually believe that ultimately Bitcoin could make a new high of, above 20,000 then?
Right, right.
Okay. And yeah, it's funny. There's no fundamentals or anything. It's just purely a trading market, which is maybe good or bad. Could be.
Well, for me, it's good. I mean, maybe there are reasons. I heard the whole story about an expert who says, you know, it must go up because every year they take out a number of Bitcoins. I didn't really understand it. But for the moment, it's not really going up. But it will continue up.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, because when we did our interview, you know, the Bitcoin, I think at that time was around 6,000 after, you know, the big run-up. And, you know, everybody was saying that it was, going to go to zero. Sure enough, you said that, you know, that was, we're at the bottom and it's bounced. I think it's, what is it? It's 8,000 something right now.
Yeah. It's something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, pretty interesting. Okay. So gold, long-term bullish. What other markets are you following right now?
Well, we're very long the U.S. bond market.
Okay.
We think rates will still go lower. We're following the copper market, which, unlike crude oil, is interesting. We have a longer term downside target of $36 already for a long time. And we went short around 65, 66. We're now at 48. It seemed crazy then, but now we're getting close to 36 longer term.
Okay. So you're bearish on crude oil right now?
I think we're going to have a deflation problem. I see crude oil going down, bonds going up, yields going down, copper going down, the economy getting weak. The funny thing is, you know, I sometimes watch to see what the media say, and already for 15 years, they say, well, we're going to have inflation. It's just amazing. They continue to say, well, the inflation is around the corner. And this, I don't know where they get the ideas from. And I wish that, I could sit and challenge and ask people, show me how you get to the numbers. Don't just say something. It seems, I'm a medical doctor, as you know. If I would be on television and say something that's totally out of the blue, incorrect, no basis, they would sue me. But in this right. Finance atmosphere, they educate, they condition the people that nobody knows. So if they ask them a question, it says, why do you raise don't go? I really know, but nobody knows. Well, that's incorrect. You don't know. Say you don't know. Nobody knows. And then, you know, they can come back next week.
Right. We see that on CNBC all the time.
I watched that. CNBC didn't want me because I was negative. I said, the market is stopping. Oh, that's not good for our listeners. I says, I don't see one person that says you should go out of the market. So they had Mark Cuban on there because he made money being lucky in the bull market of the internet stocks. You just know I would buy everything. Well, look what happens. They don't challenge anybody, but I don't think they have the interest to challenge anybody and not the knowledge to challenge anybody.
So ultimately, you're saying that right now we're in a deflationary cycle. You see rates heading lower.
Right.
Okay. What about, I think last time we spoke about, I'm looking at my notes here, we spoke a little bit about China and India. Again, you're bearish on crude. Does this is all tied in with the coronavirus, or is that like, what's the cause? Is it the cycle or is it the virus? The cycle is the...
Well, we had $36 already half a year ago.
Right.
I think it's deflation. I mean, I can calculate inflation-deflation cycles. I don't know if there's going to be a war. I don't know if... Actually, I know if there's going to be a war because with the war cycles. It could be a war. It could be a virus. It could be who knows what it is. But I'm in the business of telling people what is going to happen to which market. And I don't deal with why because I think that there's no causation why.
How about... let's talk about the U.S. dollar. I think we have a lot of... interest in that right now.
Well, the U.S. dollar we just sold yesterday, and the cycles are down for. Well, you put me on the spot. I don't have everything ready. It's down, I think, for a couple of weeks, but then the bull market should continue.
Okay. Oh, so long term, you're bullish on the dollar.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Is that why? Is that because the dollar would be in this environment like the what is it they call the. The least dirty shirt in the pile?
You see how difficult it is to understand my theories? I don't know.
We don't know. Okay. Well, at least you're honest. You're honest. Program. Right. Okay.
The computer says in a couple of weeks the cycle bottoms again on the dollar and the dollar will go up. What can I do?
How about China? Do you have any kind of research on the market in China?
Yeah, of course I have research on market in China. It doesn't look worse than the American U.S. stocks market.
Okay, okay. So really, so you don't really see that much downside from the coronavirus on their economy from where it is right now, or no?
Well, if I listen to what people say, it makes sense.
Right.
It makes sense that they're going to close factories. I just got a call from a big institution in England that's a client. It says, if you have to talk, do it now because we might all get sick because a couple of people here that have a virus. And I said, why don't you go home before everybody gets sick? He says, well, our system's over here. We can't work from home. I said, so what would you do if everybody gets sick? And one of the biggest clearing firms in the world. So it's not so simple. How are they going to solve this?
Right, right. No, it's a pretty serious situation. Okay. What other markets are you following right now where you see some opportunities?
Well, markets that most people don't follow. We do corn.
Okay.
We do live cattle for firms that sell hamburgers. They have to know when to buy the live cattle.
Sure.
We can do orange juice. We do special requests like sugar. Whatever is being traded, if people trade it or they do import or export or the commodity space, if you build cars, you have to know where the rubber is. Mm-hmm. If you do housing, you have to know where the lumber price is going. So anything that's being traded, we can forecast.
Okay. Like the markets you mentioned, are they right now, do you see them heading lower in the deflationary cycle or where, or like in, let's call it the medium term? You mentioned live cattle. I think you mentioned lumber or no?
Lumber is a serious sell signal again. Live cattle, I don't know.
Okay.
I have to look everything up. But you asked me, which markets, but most people don't trade those markets or you have to be a real professional. But we have a lot of clients and their economy, if you make chocolate, you have to know where the cocoa price is going. You have to know where the sugar price is going. If you make coffee, you have to know where the coffee price. I mean, you can buy the coffee price now, make a year contract, and maybe in a month it's 10% lower. So that's a big difference. So those are our clients.
So your clients, what's your mix of clients? Is it institutional, retail, or is it like? More commercial, like the people who are looking for the commodity cycles. What's the mix? And tell our audience a little bit more about some of the services that you offer, that so they can try them out and maybe sign up.
Well, it started when I left I started when I left Goldman Sachs, and slowly the partners leave and they start their own hedge funds. So they all know me, so they become clients. And at a certain moment, we had so many banks. So then some people work for me. Let's go for smaller clients. I said, well, we set a separate department up for smaller clients because we like to have to help individual investors also. Because I think, you know, it's a race between the insiders and the small investors. And the insiders make sure that the small investors is on the wrong foot. They make sure that they're bullish at the top when the big investors want to sell because they have to sell to somebody, so they have to sell to the small investor. And they buy when a small investor is selling like crazy. So it's always a competition. If you remember, there once was a column in the Wall Street Journal that said heard on the street, where these insiders could give a tip until they found out that if they tip IBM, it's because they want IBM to go up, and then they closed a couple for years. You know, people didn't know that. So it's a whole tricky situation, and I always tell people, don't listen to anything because they put you on the wrong side of the equation. It's a science. You want to check out the giants. Like I say, if you come to us, you get it for a long time for free. You just have to see how it works. But if you don't do that, please don't listen to the so-called media because they tell you stories that's incorrect. You always lose money, always on the wrong side of the market.
Right. So, anybody that wants to try out the service, they can go to charlesnenner.com.
Yeah, or Charles Nenner Research Center.
Okay, we'll have a link. We'll have a link on this below.
And if they say they come to you, we give them 50% discount.
Wow. Okay. So if they say they came from Wall Street Reporter, they get 50% off.
Yeah, and they get it for I think 4 or 5 weeks. I don't know, okay. For free.
It's a good deal.
And then they don't, because people forget to mention that we have another person also that we do it for. So if they say they come to you, they get 50% discount.
Okay. Excellent. So anybody that's watching this, make sure to take advantage of that offer. That type of deal does not come along often. Dr. Nenner, so before, I know you're a busy guy, before we let you go, is there anything else that you wanted to cover that you think that investors right now should be watching?
Well, like I said, it's important to know that we have the S&P. I just go going S&P, not the Dow. I said, well, let's take a round number, 3,400 on the S&P. I said, that's the high for the whole year.
Okay.
So if you're not out and you get a bounce, don't let them make you crazy again. Be sure it's not going above 3,400 this year.
Okay. So 3,400 was the top.
Yeah, I don't think we get there, but just if everybody gets enthusiastic again, just remember my words, that was the high for the year.
And again, and your target for the downside?
Well, that depends on timing, what the downside is. If we make a good close below 3,100. The next couple of days, we get much lower targets. If you invite me again, I will tell you what the targets are.
Okay. So it's a dynamic situation.
Well, actually, it's a static. It's not dynamic because it doesn't change.
Okay.
It's just like if you shoot an arrow, until you shoot the arrow, you don't know the momentum. You don't know how high the arrow is going.
Okay.
So the market was shooting down, and now we can calculate the downside.
Okay, so basically, so your analysis takes into account the momentum of the move.
Yes, but what we say is if a market goes down with a certain momentum, and that bounces, you can project it in the future, and you know where it's going to stop.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so that's very interesting. Okay,
so it's like we got it in school, right? You're shooting a bullet,
right?
And with Newton physics, you can calculate how long it's going to stay in the air, when it tops, and how far it goes. The same thing with the market. Just people convince you that these things move at random. Nobody knows, and I say if nobody knows, stay out of the market or check, because we say we know. It's very easy to check, but if you don't want to do it, don't listen to people says you never know what's going to happen. I give you one last example. When I was at Goldman Sachs, I gave lectures to all these so-called Harvard PhDs because that's what they take in over there.
Right.
And they all read the same economic books and they all talk the same nonsense. So we got questions that, you know, how do you know what's going to happen in the future? Nobody knows. I says, listen, gentlemen, we take you because we think that based on history, you know what the future brings. If you don't know that, we don't need you. We can have somebody who's a milk salesman or a hamburger salesman. You come here with a big bonus. And if you don't know more than this, oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, then they change their mind. You see? So it's somewhere ingrained there. But of course, you know, we know the future based on history and depends on how much you can do with the facts that came in history or not. So we happen to have the right computer programs and the computer knows much better. And then based on the history, we know what the future is going to bring, and it doesn't move at random. We know exactly what's going to happen.
Excellent. Okay, on that note, Dr. Nenner, I want to thank you, and we're going to have you back again. And also, I think we're going to have some of your Bitcoin research available on our site for a little while to give people a kind of a taste of some of the your accurate predictions.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll give you the research, and then you can take the Bitcoin. It's at the bottom always. The last item is the Bitcoin, and feel free to publish it and let people enjoy it.
Definitely. Okay, Dr. Nenner, thank you again, and we should definitely have you back on very soon.
Hope to see you again.
Thank you.